It's 9:53. Peter Greenberg does the Eye on Travel show. You hear on WGN Radio. Peter, it's John. You're on the air. What do you think about this stimulus package for all of us and for the airlines?
Well, we have to talk about it in two steps. First, for all of us, it's a good first step, but considering how many people are affected and how many people have been waiting for the last couple of weeks in limbo, it's only a first step, and I would suspect Congress will have to go back and add to that package. As far as the airlines are concerned, you know, we're talking about a revenue drop for them worldwide. We thought it was going to be $113 billion 2 weeks ago. It's now jumped to about $252 billion. That's just in revenue drop. That's not in terms of loss of additional income and, of course, their expenses. So the quote-unquote bailout is necessary simply because the airlines are considered essential and critical to our infrastructure and our supply line. I think it's interesting to note that, you know, we're seeing other issues that are happening that may actually warrant them shutting down all domestic travel in this country, simply because the load factors that they're carrying now are essentially unsustainable. Talk about the unintended consequences of social distancing. We're dealing with an average of about 24% load factors, impossible to maintain. But the reason why the airlines are continuing to travel and fly, this may surprise many of your listeners, it goes back to the beginning of commercial aviation. They got their jobs in the airline business doing what? Hauling the U.S. mail. And that's why they're still flying. So what the airlines are trying to do, John, is convert some of their planes to all cargo configuration and then just fly those flights. In fact, American just did that a couple of days ago. It was the first time they flew an all cargo flight at American Airlines, get this, in 30 years.
So you don't think that the money going to the airlines is sufficient enough? I mean, and are we talking airlines or airplane manufacturers? Are we talking Boeing and American?
No, that's a completely separate issue, and that's going to get worse for Boeing. Because remember this, there's connectivity here that people aren't figuring out. You have 30 airlines overseas that have completely stopped flying, many more adding to that every day. Some of those airlines will not come back. They're not going to get a government bailout in their respective countries. And as a result, many of these airlines are leasing, you know, very young, 2- and 3-year-old Boeing airplanes and Airbus airplanes. So if you're an airline in the next 5 years that wants to buy a plane, what's your choice? To go to Boeing and wait 4 years for them to build one, or to buy a relatively new one off the used parking lot? So the order books for Boeing and Airbus are going to drop as well. That's one of the reasons why Boeing is asking for a bailout as well.
I think there are some people that feel this way about banks and mortgage companies and financial brokerages and maybe the airlines. And that is, it sucks for all of us, but it's going to suck for you. We don't have to. We don't need to bail you out. You guys are big companies. You've made a lot of money that we've been paying dearly for over the years. Shouldn't you guys have reserves on your own? You know, I'm tired of bailing out big companies when nobody's really bailing out me. What's your response to that?
Well, I'm okay if they want to bail these guys out as a loan with very specific terms of repayment and some strings attached. Remember, airlines made more money last year from ancillary fees. We're talking $35 billion in ancillary fees that had nothing to do with operating the airplane or flying you anywhere, just because they could raise revenue that way, than anything else. They made more money from their frequent flyer programs than they did from actually operating as airlines. So I'm all in favor of a new passenger bill of rights. I'm all in favor of limiting change and refund fees. And right now, the airlines are doing themselves no favors at all as they desperately try to hold on to cash and not giving people refunds on flights that they booked but have now been canceled. I'll give you an example, John, and this should set it all straight. Let's look at the Dallas area alone. Last year, 87% of the people who flew out of Dallas had only flown American Airlines just once. These aren't frequent flyer road warriors. These are leisure travelers who saved up their hard-earned money to take one trip a year. You're going to hold on to their money now for a year and give them a voucher? I don't think so.
So just one more time then, where are you on how generous we should be with the airlines?
Oh, I think we could be incredibly generous with those strings attached, yeah, so that we're protected. Like any other bank, you know, let's figure it out. What are you putting up for this, and what are your responsibilities in order to get this money? It can't just be, here's a check.
Well, I appreciate that, because I also think that while it's easy to look askance at these big companies that have been making a lot of money and that's their problem and I'm tired of the little guy helping out the big guy, by golly, we are going to want the airlines, right? Not only for leisure travel,
absolutely,
but for U.S. commerce. We're going to be screwed if we don't have airplanes flying.
If we don't have airlines, we don't have business. If we don't have hotels, we don't have business. Those are the two key areas that are asking for bailouts that could be justified. But once again, it has to come with conditions, or there's no consumer component to it, and we're right back to where we started from.
I still have a trip booked in Italy, Turkey, and Greece in October, and I know that one of and it's a cruise, and it'll be swell. I'm still optimistic about that. It's 7 months away, but we ain't going to be able to do that cruise unless we can get on airplanes and fly over there at a reasonable rate.
Exactly. And by the way, don't cancel your trip. You're going to go. I have no problem with that whatsoever. The people who are in jeopardy right now are people who had reserve flights for, you know, April, May, and June, and either their flights have canceled or we have a reasonably good suspicion they're not going to fly, and the airline's behavior in terms of getting their money back, not just the airlines, the hotels, the tour operators, people who are suddenly coming up with a new definition of non-refundable, I think that's really wrong.
Peter, I got 30 seconds left. If I want to fly to Phoenix this week to go see my brother just because it's warm there, can I do that? Should I do that?
Well, I can't tell you to do that, but I will tell you for the moment you can do that.
I suppose some people would say social distancing would ask us to not do it, but I suppose the airlines would love it if I bought a plane ticket right now.
Well, speaking of social distancing, you'll be on a plane and the next person will be seven rows away from you.
Yeah, really, it'll be safe that way. Peter Greenberg's Eye on Travel. Do you know what time and day you're on this weekend, sir?
I don't. It usually is dependent on sports, but guess what? I haven't seen a lot of sports lately, so I would look between 3 and 5 or 4 and 6 right there on WGN.